Welcome to Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. Had a little bit of a break last week, but Judy Sharp's back with us once again. Afternoon, Judy.
Good afternoon, Greg. My apologies. I really thought it was all set up that Mr. Scott was going to be here, and you know, and I knew the listeners would welcome hearing him for a change.
Of course.
You know, and I thought, where is that man?
He must have got an emergency or something somewhere.
Well, we'll consider he must have, because otherwise his mum's going to give him a big dressing down.
Well, hopefully not too much of a dressing down. Hopefully it doesn't get physical. That's what
I don't think I could reach him. He's too tall.
Well, what do you got for us today, Judy?
Oh, okay. Lots of things we need to catch up on. Strawberries, agapanthus and clivias. And also, you know, don't forget we're coming up to Anzac Day, so we've got to talk about planting the poppies.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a lot of things we need to talk about. Cyclamens, you know, evergreen trees.
There's plenty of things on tap.
Yeah, let's hope we get through them all.
We've got Nikki from Lake Macquarie, and they want to know how to repot roses.
Hello, Nikki. Glad to help you with this one.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And yourself?
Good, thank you. So I got some flowers in a vase, but they're in a vase that I don't have any soil in them.
Oh, some roses.
Yeah, but they need to be in the garden. Is it possible?
No, did someone give you a bunch?
From work experience.
Oh, okay. From work experience.
Oh, right, okay. Nikki, probably not, I'm sorry.
Okay, it isn't
the right time of year. You could try later on, but, you know, it won't hurt you to try. So what you need to do is cut off all the growth, all the stems, and, you know, just have a nice clean cut and... You're going to put them in pots or could you put them into the ground?
I think I'll put them into the ground.
Right, okay. So were they in a pot or in a bunch?
They're in a vase.
In a vase.
Oh, in a vase. Okay, rightio. Well, that's a beautiful gift. That's lovely. Yeah, so okay, if you'd like to try, what you need to do is get some rooting powder and cut off all the growth off them. Just leave a few little leaves on there. And then dip them in the rooting powder and into a pot.
Make sure I do that.
And
so
keep your fingers crossed.
Do I do that?
Well, you can do that now as well. Have they finished in the pot in the vase for you?
Yeah.
Oh no, you could do that now because that's it'd be a pity to waste them. But you never know; you could be lucky.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
Okay. Thank you, Nikki. Bye.
We've got Jenny now from Fern Bay, and she's got brown fronds on maidenhair fern. And wants to, how do you look after them during in the cold?
Well, I'm glad, Jenny, you've rung about this because, you know, it's my favourite topic, maidenhair. and I've kind of been thinking about mine because at the moment we're not turning heating on, are we?
No, mine never gets heated. It only gets a natural... warmth from the sun.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, my recipe for growing good maidenhair is to water them every second day and then on the alternate day have a spray bottle and spray them then.
Spray bottle? Do I spray the...
The leaves.
The leaves.
Yes, the leaves, yes. But do water in the alternate day. But, you know, once winter comes, you can ease back on it a little bit as long as you haven't got heating on.
Yeah, no, I don't have heating in my bedroom. No.
Oh, in your bedroom. That's a nice place to have it. Is it doing well?
Oh, I love it. Oh, yeah. Do they tend to grow lanky or do they tend to go bushy?
Look, they do go up and around a little bit, but you do get a lot of brown fronds. Mine have got them on at the moment. But I'm still getting new little shoots. Are you getting new little shoots?
Yeah.
Right, okay. As long as you're getting new shoots, you're not doing anything wrong at the moment.
Okay.
But, you know, just get a little a plastic spray bottle because that's what I'm sure makes a difference.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask about my peace lily?
Yes, of course you can.
Yeah. Somebody told me brown tips on it means it's not getting enough water.
Sometimes I think it's too much water. How often are you watering it?
Oh, not terribly often. You know, I just don't know which way to go.
Well, they do like water, and mine get droopy And then I give them a big drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've got no brown tips. But I do wait till they're a little bit droopy, but not... not till they fall over completely.
I had somebody look after my plant, and when I come home, it was bent over well and truly.
Well, that's a good indicator, isn't it, that it wasn't getting enough water.
Yeah, yeah. I've got it in a self-watering pot too. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's all right. Look, I'm always a bit sceptical about them because, you know, when you first put them in there, the roots probably aren't even reaching into the water.
Yeah.
And maidenhair, but they do, Madonna lilies do like water. But then again, I do let mine droop over a little bit, but it's in the bathroom, you see, so I'm pretty close to the water when I see it drooping.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Good luck with both of those.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jenny. Bye.
Bye.
We've got John from Nelson Bay, and he's got a fiddle leaf fig growing, but it's getting a little bit too tall for the pots, and he's wondering if he can strike a cutting for it.
Oh, hi, John. How are you today?
Good, thanks, Judy. Good, good. How's yourself?
Oh, I'm fighting fit.
Good. I've got a fiddle leaf fig in a fairly large pot, and it's growing really well. It's about 2.5, almost 2.5 metres tall. I was planning to... It's got three trunks, if you know what I mean, up until its highest point. I was thinking about cutting those off. The reason I want to do this is because it's too top-heavy. It blows over in the wind.
Oh, it's outside, is it?
It's outside undercover.
Right, okay, because don't forget winter's coming.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. And they, you know, if we get a cold winter, they can retaliate. Look, striking the cutting, you could be lucky, but, you know, we are coming to the downtime now of growth. So can you not wait until the warm weather comes, or can you repot it into a bigger pot?
I wasn't planning to put it in a bigger pot because that would make it very hard to move around and it's also in about a 50 centimetre pot already, so it's quite large. Do you think it might be the good idea to leave it as it is until it does start getting a bit warmer?
Definitely, John. I would rather see you do that because they are very susceptible. I remember going to wholesale nursery once, and even though it was heated and all, you know, enclosed, all the fiddle leaf figs were just drooping and brown. So, you know, they can be susceptible to the weather. So, yes, I would wait, definitely.
Okay. Once I've cut these, and the trunks are fairly long, they'd be about 1.2 metres long, best way to strike the cuttings might be?
You know, get some rooting powder, but also... take off every alternate leaf opposite one another.
Oh, so okay.
Otherwise, you're asking the cutting to do too much.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay, yep. So don't take all the leaves off, but, you know, they will like some leaves on there to stimulate their growth, but certainly you need to get the rooting powder.
Righty-o. Okay, and I might leave it till... September, October, whatever, until it starts warming up again.
Oh, I think so, John. Otherwise, you'll be very unhappy with me.
Never.
Thank you. Look, good luck with that. But just watch it in the winter out in that covered area because, you know, we just don't know what we're in for this winter.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Okay, Judy, thank you very much.
You're welcome, John. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, John. We've got Jan from Lakelands, and their lemons aren't ripening.
Hello, Jan. How can I help you with that?
Well, I'm not a gardener. I'll just start with that. But we bought a house 25 years ago, and it had a lemon tree. And every year we've had beautiful lemons, and it would always stop giving us fruit sort of just before Christmas. So I have no idea what sort of lemon tree it is. But it's gone totally off-season, and... It gave us fruit when it normally doesn't, and the fruit won't ripen. Like, I've got a tree full of green lemons.
Now, Jan, how long ago did you buy that house again?
25 years.
Okay. Well, lemons probably could be getting to its lifespan end.
Oh, I didn't know they had a lifespan.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Lemon trees just kept going.
But no, they can. It just depends. You see, you don't really know what's under the soil down there, do you?
No, no idea.
Maybe it needs a good feed up.
Right. Is now the time to do that?
Well, it won't hurt because the lemons are on there. So you know what you do. You go out under the drip line.
Yes.
And you water it first.
Yep.
And then you apply some poultry manure.
Oh, okay.
And water it in. And then a couple of days later, do the same with citrus food.
Okay.
Now, you know, I don't think it's going to hurt them, even though the lemons are on there. But it might just solve the problem for you, Jan. I'm taking a bit of a punch here, so.
Well, I've got no idea, so.
But I'm sorry.
Like I said, it was, I don't garden, but we just love that lemon tree.
Well, I'm sorry also, too, it could be getting a bit old.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay. Good luck with it, Jan. Much. Let us know what happens.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM 103.7. And Judy, you want to look at roses today?
Yeah, well, I thought we should because I know you look after your mother's roses so well, Greg.
Yep.
You know, it's just a little reminder for the listeners as well as you for when you go home. It's time to trim off the dead blooms.
Rightio.
And mine have got a lot of dead blooms on them at the moment. You can't leave it too much longer because it's going to be a bit late, and then you've got to wait till they're ready for pruning. So if you trim the dead blooms off now, and then this is all to give them an autumn flush.
Right, an autumn flush.
And, and then after you do that, you apply a liquid fertiliser and some sudden impact roses.
Yep.
Now, if you've got potted roses, well, just give them the sudden impact. But it's time to, okay, so tidy them up, give them some sudden impact. You could use poultry manure if you'd rather, if you've got that in the cupboard or in the garage.
Yep.
Sorry, in the garage.
I don't know any two people have got chicken manure in their cupboard, but that's...
Well, I might actually.
Next to the flour and sugar, and, yeah.
Oh, no, my pantry had a clean out the other day.
All right, yeah.
Oh, so interesting.
Some stuff that you've had for a few years or past the years by?
Would you like a pizza maker?
A pizza maker?
A pizza maker. And one of those other things they call a little thing like this big and you put juice and that in it.
Oh, like a...
Not a Thermomix, no. But anyway.
But like a blender sort of thing. Like
Talk to you when we're off air because I've got all manner of things
and
for you.
We've gotten a bit sidetracked now.
We have, sorry.
And Judy, well, look at Cycleman today.
Yeah, I thought we best because I know you've got one for your mum for Easter.
Do I? I've got to get one.
Yes, I think you should.
Okay.
Oh, they're beautiful plants for winter. And, you know, they've got such magnificent colours about them.
Mm.
You can get them from white, pink, purple, mauve. Fabulous plants.
Okay, mauve.
Yes.
What colour's mauve?
That's like mauve is like light purple.
Oh, light, okay. Light purple, right.
So you learn something here on this program every day, Greg. Every week, I mean.
Yeah, if I'm not learning about gardening, I'm learning about colours.
Yeah, and many, many more things in life. Okay, Cyclamen. So if you do buy one for your mum for Easter, they love to be inside, but they don't like to be inside at night.
Okay.
Okay, because why would that be? You've got heating on in winter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, Simon Sharp gave me a lovely purpley coloured one, which is a real cyclamen colour, and a couple of weeks ago, and he did comment last night when he was over for dinner, "Mum, you haven't put the cyclamen out." And I said, "No, because it's not cold enough yet." But he knew that. He was just testing me.
He was
testing me.
Sure you're on the ball.
Yeah. So you've got to water them regularly, but do put them out at night in a sheltered spot. Not where they're going to get the rain hitting them, but they love the cold. It's quite amazing. But you know why, Greg?
I don't know.
Over in Europe, they spring up out of the snow.
Oh, there you go. Well, okay. They must love the cold.
They love winter. They really do. And that will prolong their life for them. And you could get the whole season out of them if you do just a little bit more effort. But always water under the leaves, not on the leaves or the flowers.
Right. So you just do it under there so the water's not going down.
If
you know what I mean. If you have water on the leaves, then why does that matter to...
No, you can't water on the leaves.
Yeah,
you've got water under the leaves.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Why can't you water on the leaves?
Oh, because they'll go all fungusy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, righto.
There's reason for everything in gardening, Greg.
I thought they might have made them more colder.
No, because you're not going to water them when they're going outside at night. You water them inside, right. Don't you?
Now I'm with you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to confuse you.
It's very easily done. Gardening talk back on 2RFM. We've got Kim from Stockton. And I've got a question about souring grass.
Hello, Kim.
Hello, how are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. That might be scoring grass, is it?
It's starting to brown off and the areas around it are all green and the buffalo's growing, but it's got, I think it's fine leaf couch.
Right.
Growing in between it. And when you grab out the grass and that, it smells really, really strong. And it's like you open up your bin after you've had it in the recycle bin or your green bin, and it gives you that smell.
Right.
Yeah, it's very, very, very strong smell, and it's starting to turn yellow. So I was just wondering, I remember hearing this ages ago, I wasn't sure if it was lime or dolomite. Yeah, I've heard you talk about it, but I couldn't remember what it was.
Oh, okay, right, to assist the lawn before winter. Particularly now when we've had a lot of rain, it is essential to lime the lawns. At the same time, you dolomite your gardens, but the lime is excellent at this time of year. So do you think that might assist you if you lime the lawns, only lightly?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's not my lawn. It's a friend of mine just a couple of houses down.
Oh, right, you're a nice friend. I'd suggest he does that, but obviously he wants the buffalo more than he wants the couch, I'd say.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
There's just an area, like, on one side of it, like 2.5 metres by 2.5 metres, where it's just gone, but there seems to be a lot of couch in it.
Right, okay, so it's... going to be hard to eliminate, isn't it? Just unless he just keeps pulling it out. Yeah. And that's not going to improve much till we get growth again in spring. But certainly I suggest to him to put some lime around.
Lime.
Yep.
And dolomite in the garden.
And dolomite in the garden, definitely, yep.
Right.
We've had a lot of rain in the last few weeks, haven't we?
Yeah.
So that's the solution without going to too much trouble coming up to winter.
And just one dose or once a week?
Oh, no, one dose. One dose
one
now.
Dose.
Yeah, one dose now. And if we don't get rain, just tell him to water the lime in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to get rain tomorrow.
Oh, are we? Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, well, I suppose we're on the downturn now, aren't we?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Cold. Oh, it's not cold yet, though.
No.
Kim, I hope that helps your friend. So give us a ring back and let us know if there's any more problems with it.
Right, dear. Thank you very much, Judy.
You're welcome, Kim.
Yeah, have
Thank
a good
you.
Day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2RFM. If you've got a question, 4921 6216. And I think we're supposed to be in for a bit of a warm winter, actually.
Oh, are we?
That's what they're calling to Bomb said on the weekend.
Oh, right, okay, right.
So potentially.
That's, I don't mind that, but...
I'd rather be warm than cold.
Yeah, but then again, it's some nice getting cuddling under your blankets at night and...
Yeah, true, it's better than lying in bed sweating away.
It is. I still put the aircon on last night in the bedroom.
Oh, right, really?
Yeah, only on 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Must be nice. We've got Bill now from Blacksmiths, and he's got nematodes in the soil.
Hello.
Hello there, Judy. I have nematodes, which I've known about for some time, and when I want to put citrus fruit in, And I was reading about it, and in California, they found that the nematodes were affecting their lemon crops. So I wonder if there's a certified citrusy vine that would not be affected by nematodes.
Right, okay. Look, Bill, with all the citrus you buy, I would always buy a good graft and try and buy one that's is grafted on trifoliata stock.
Trifoliata stock.
Yeah, trifoliata stock. And they tend to be the very strong citrus that you can grow, but I wouldn't buy a seedling-grown one.
I wouldn't buy it. I'd buy a grafted one.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
What was that word again?
You ready? Starting with a T, yes. Trifoliata.
Trifoliata, all right, yeah. And would your nursery have them in stock?
Oh, look, I'm sorry, darling. My nursery at the moment is... I'm kind of unemployed. Would we call it that, Greg?
I was going to say... Yeah, we can say that, unemployable.
Unemployed.
I don't want to advertise any nursery.
Oh, okay, other than me. Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you, Bill. Look, I'm thinking you need to go, obviously... And my suggestion would be, you're living at Blacksmith's.
Yes.
Gee, the closest nursery to you is going to be probably at Bennett's Green.
Oh, that's not far away at all.
No. So that's if you go up to Bennett's Green, there's a really good nursery up there, and I'm sure they might have very good grafted citrus.
Okay, thanks very much for your help.
That's okay, and I hope you managed to find one with the...
$2 an orange. Citrus fruit.
Oh, yes, yeah, definitely at the moment, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Bye.
We've got Jo now from Cameron Park, and she's got worms in her lawn.
Worms? What kind of worms, Joan?
Well, they're a long black fin worm. And I treated it for all the different bugs that our gardener said that it may be. But every year since I've put this dressing, top dressing I got from a garden place, I've had these worms.
Right, okay. So do you think the worms are coming in the top dressing?
Well, I thought that's what did it because there was... everything in there. There was, like, it wasn't normal top dressing. I think it might have been the stuff that we get from the camp that we put into our council.
Oh, right. You bought it in
bulk.
We had
everything in it. Dog, poo, everything.
Joan, I presume you bought it in bulk, did you?
Yes.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay.
And I top dressed it about 2 years ago. It took me ages to do it, but I did it. And ever since then, I've had these worms and I've got a little pup now, and she finds all the
worms and the nasties in there. Right, okay.
And goes through them.
Joan, I think what you need to do is just go to someone that is reputable. You know, perhaps if you go to a nursery where they've got top dressing. Okay, rightio.
And I got this load. I wasn't very happy, believe me.
Right, okay. Well, there isn't an easy solution to that. Change where you're going, probably. Sorry.
Yeah,
that's all you can do. But I've never, ever had top dressing. We had a nursery at Georgetown, and we sold all kinds of top dressing and... You know, I don't ever recall ever seeing worms in them. So that's perhaps it has been a produce, you know, that they're recycling from somewhere. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that's what they did.
Yeah.
I ordered it from in at Warners Bay and I got it from out because we're out, you know, closer to Curry or somewhere like that. They delivered from there, their place further out.
Oh, fine. Okay, gee, that's a bit confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, and I didn't order it from them because I knew that they had good topsoil in at Warners Bay.
Right, okay.
Because I'd ordered it before when we lived at Charlestown.
And so have you been and spoken to them about it just to see what
I did.
Yeah.
And he said to take a picture of all the stuff that I pulled out of the lawn. Well, can you imagine it took me about 2 months to top dress it because I'm 70 years old.
Oh, and, so young, Joan, so young.
And I was really disappointed in them and the dressing, and now I'm left with worms.
So do you want to get rid of those worms?
Well, if I could, yes.
Okay, rightio. Look, there would be something you could use to get rid of the worms. Perhaps carbaryl?
Carbaryl.
Carbaryl with a C.
Yeah. Y-L?
C-A-R-B-A-R-Y-L.
A-R-Y-L.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
And then you'd feel happier. Yeah, and you water it on or spray it on. Water would get it down to the roots, though. But I think then you might feel a little bit happy about it because, you know, it's sad. You've done all that work and you feel like that. But, and you've been and complained, so you can't do any more than that. But do try and get some carbaryl and water that through the lawn. Let's get rid of the worms for you.
Yeah, well, someone said it. God, what did they say it was? Oh, I'm having a senior moment here.
That's all right. You're only still a junior, my dear. Well, if you think about it, you can ring us back not next week because...
It's Easter Monday next week.
Easter Monday, so...
Well, have a happy Easter and thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Joan, and good luck with that. And I'm sorry you've been disappointed, but that'll cure it. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Joan. Bye.
Cheers. Thanks, Joan. It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. Judy Sharp, we've just about ran out of time.
Well, we have too. We talked about cyclamens, didn't we? That's very important because you know what's coming up.
All right, Judy Sharp, we'll catch you in a fortnight's time.
Okay. Thanks, Greg. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.